I'm going to skip to the battle of the experts just in general. The issue in terms of how many experts do you need, I find that in most cases, unless you're dealing with a very complicated case like Public Utilities Commission or other type case like that, it becomes difficult to manage more than one expert. You can have experts who disagree on opinions, which I think kind of leads to some questioning by the SOA judge or the agency in terms of, well, wait a minute, this expert said this and this one said this, so it doesn't look like your position is as strong as it should be. You, of course, want to have credibility in terms of any expert that you use. One of the issues that I deal with is when you have an expert testifying, are they becoming an advocate for the agency position or even for your position? And, of course, most of the professional societies have ethical standards in terms of what they should be doing with expert testimony, including not being an advocate, being fair and independent. So I highly recommend that for any professional license holder, you look up and see whether or not they have ethical standards in place and use those in your deposition. Attorney credibility, I think it's safe to say, I think Brad Anderson brought this up yesterday, the attorney's credibility reflects on your client. So as a practitioner, I try not to say things that I can't back up. And if there's a technical issue, I leave that to my clients to explain to the agency versus me as an attorney trying to express those things to many times professionals who have more expertise than I do. It doesn't mean that you can't be an advocate, but I think you do have to recognize, again, that sometimes the client is the best credible person and preparing him to take that role. Some clients are not as good as others, and sometimes you have to step in and say, okay, this is what he meant to say or this is what he's trying to point out. That's okay, but I think it's always preferable to have your client take the lead on the technical issues. Consistency. This is one of the areas that I think really kind of gets overlooked. There are situations when experts overlook something in the records or they take a position that's too extreme. One thing by itself normally isn't going to make the major difference, but I think if you have a lot of those instances where the expert is missing certain details or they backtrack on certain opinions, over time or through the process of examination or cross-examination, there will be, I think, less credibility given to that expert. So you want to have consistency of your own experts as well from the very beginning. Sometimes it's not about who's right, but it's about who's made the most mistakes, quite frankly, or who's been the first to rush to judgment in terms of a conclusion. One of the issues that I talk about with my clients and experts is that of intellectual honesty. And what I mean by that is being willing to concede, okay, that's a valid point. I agree with it, I disagree with it, or here's my reason for disagreeing with any other expert opinion's report. Many times, almost invariably, we're looking at hindsight bias. And what I mean by that is the retrospectroscope, where you look back and say, as a physician or as a nurse or as a license holder, and say, I really wish I had done that differently, but at the time, here's what I was thinking. There's actually a study on this issue as to radiologists looking at films in which cancers were missed, and which basically the study concluded that was more so about radiologists seeing, oh, I see this now, versus at the time the radiologist missing something that was before them. So when you give, as an agency, a set of records to an expert, they're already thinking in terms of, well, there must be some issue here, so let me find what the issue is and support it with all the red flags that the practitioner should have seen coming. So I think it's important to convey to the agency that hindsight bias is real. We all have that tendency to say, well, I can see now what you did wrong, versus being there at that point in time and basically within standard of care based upon the circumstances. So I'll conclude my remarks by saying, you know, credibility is extremely important. Making sure that the experts are credible and honest, I think, helps make the process run better. I'm thankful for SOA having the ability to, I think, listen to experts in very complex cases and trying to discern whether or not someone really has competency problems or whether or not it's just a difference of opinion. And I think we can convey that to the agencies as well, because they do have a difficult job trying to assess those things in sometimes a very short manner with informal conferences. With all that said, I'll turn this over to Norman.